Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Let's do say thank the Lord.
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 Truly, once again, I'm thankful unto God for this privilege that He has granted unto me that I assemble once again in the house of prayer with true people of God. I'm just thankful. And day after day, my knowledge and appreciation for God's mercy grows. As it grows, I realize that we have so much to thank the Lord for.
Amen.
And for those of you that are present here, we say peace be unto you and praise the Lord.
Peace be unto you and praise the Lord.
I was upstairs, I've been up there most of the day. I don't give a much trouble now. There was a time I stayed in the way all the time. I didn't bother too much right now, but I'll be in the midst soon. And I was thinking, I say, right in the home's front backyard, I said, no, the front yard. I need to come down and at least say, peace be and praise the Lord to the people of God. And thanks is a blessing to be here tonight. If you only knew, God knows if you only knew how blessed you are. I doubt seriously if you know. No. Because I have known too long. It's something that God has got to reveal to you. Once He reveals to you, you tighten up. It's closer than you think. You know, it's a sad day in the camp. And you have people that come, some of them passed on the tip of us. And the wisdom which God has given me to eternal salvation, if He would use their stand tonight, very few would be saved. You know, what you do behind closed doors, there's a record kept. You know. Saints, they hide from one another. That's not the person, they're not the one you should hide from. They can't do that, but talk about you and pray for you. But there's one on high. That's the one. You better try to hide from Him. And since you know it's impossible to hide from Him, my advice to you is to drop the plumb now. We have saints here that are here such, just say it where I hear. How do you associate with different people? I mean, you can associate with, be comfortable. How can you be comfortable and associate with someone spirit against the blessings. Oh, I guess the only thing you can call it is a tape committee. How can you align yourself with members of a tape committee? I was thinking, so he said, oh, you know, they kept the word of God. They kept the prophet on the air for all these years. That's true. His voice will never cease. That is true. Who told him to do it? Who told him to do it? Who made any of them judge in Israel? I say to you again, you can play around if you want to. But I love you. But I can stand to see you part and go your way to the lake of fire. Because I'm trying to save myself. And those that will hear me. See, you do your little whatever it is and you feel is you can get by, you're not getting by. Each time you don't know, is that the time that you provoke God to the point that he will cut you off or not? You don't know. But each time you do it, there's a school call. And one of these days it's going to be like a hand on the clock. Going round and round. And one day out of the clear blue sky, that hand will come to your number. And I can't say, God, why should he be merciful to you? But he has suffered your hypocrisy all these years. You don't have to believe me. I love you, I hate you. You don't have to believe me. But I tell you one thing, it's even so. It's even so. And it's going to be just like God said. He said, well, who are you? Well, it doesn't make any difference. I don't know. Your brother, you know me. I've been in the church a long time. I'm no stranger. You don't have to believe me. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm sounding the truth. And some of our beginners, I don't understand. Those that are slack and have strange spirits, and some of you can align yourself with them so easily. What kind of spirit you have? Light spirits. You know, you come over here, you sit at the foot of the apostle, and you learn a few scriptures, and you learn interpretation of it, and then you start reciting the scriptures you know. And then the devil will give you one that the prophet didn't give you. And you'll take that one, particular one, and say, well, I'm ready now. And you want to go and debate. Debate your brother. And once you debate your brother, what does it prove? It proved that you learned more at that particular time, maybe than he did. You were there, he was. So what did that make you? That wisdom you had is a wisdom that God wants you to have so you won't die of food. But you see yourself at a higher state, so I ask you, if that's so, what is God saying to the church? You can tell me what God is saying to the church, then I will consider something that you say. But because you remember the scriptures that the prophet taught, we were well taught.
Amen.
That don't make you no prophet.
Amen.
If you're not careful, it'll make you a fool.
Amen.
You gotta be careful. Gotta be. I am upstairs. I was talking to the Lord. I asked him to please make me a worthy soldier. I realize that he is the one with perfect wisdom, knowledge and understanding. He is the one that knows when the way is straight. He knows when you have zero in on eternity. And I ask him to please help me. Help me to be real. Help me to be a true soldier in Christ. You know, I prayed for myself the other night, a couple nights ago. I don't usually pray too much for myself. You know, because everything concerning me is in the hands of God. He knows what best. I turned it over to him, but things got kind of rough the other night. And I told him he need to come by here right now. Well, yes, I did. All night and all day and late in the evening. You know, you begin to, flesh begin to. He give me ease. He know I need it. And I feel good about it.
Yes,
I do. And what make me feel so good is I know through all of it I waited on him. That make me feel real good. You know, when you put up a fight and you give up to die, when you get a victory come, you can shout. You know, because you did it according to the books. See? So he delivered. I called and he delivered. And I don't usually call. I don't. It's in his hand. But things got rough. And when I first started talking to you, I was around 198. And I weighed the other morning, I was 161. But I believe God. And the further I go down, the more I rejoice. Because I know it's the more he got to do. And the greater my testimony.
See, I believe him. I'm not thinking about dying. I've given up to die. But I'm not thinking about dying. I'm thinking about recovery. I'm thinking about leading this army. Onward Christian soldier. Got to have a leader. Got to have someone in the forefront. And if the Lord removed me at this time, and I feel I brought this far, I think I have to talk with him. He's going to have to do me at least like he did Moses. He's going to take me up to the top and let me look over and see the victory. You see, I don't worry. I'm pressing that I might be an example. As I told you, I asked for the patience of Job, the wisdom of Solomon. I didn't ask for his riches. God knows money is a problem to me. Sometimes it makes me, I feel about money sometimes the way I do when he tell me about food. I just get sick. Don't want no food. Can't eat sometimes, no. But I thank God. See, this, I'm having a testimony. God knows I thank him for my testimony. I can't tell you about how to follow after Christ if I got a box of pills in my pocket. I can't tell you nothing. Some of them get a cough. They say, well, I'm just going to go see what the doctor say it is. And they get there, he said, well, you should take this. He said, well, I'm going to take this, but I ain't going to take no more. And they take the other, and he said, oh, this won't do you no good. The first one not going to do you no good unless you take these. They said, well, I take these. Let me tell you something, saints. You better watch me. You better watch and follow after me. You better see what the Spirit is saying to the church. He is saying it through the church. He's telling you to follow me. You have your little ideas on things that you should do. I may approve them and let you go. But that's your idea. And that's not what the Spirit is saying to the church. You know, some of you have on the same garments that you had on during the time of blessings. Going the same way, doing the same thing, same system. But that's not what the Spirit is saying to the church. During the time of blessings, you can say you was more at peace. You come to church, everything was in place. You could call Memphis, Georgia, Florida, and whatnot. Church was there. But there have been a great shakeup. There have been a great change. And the Spirit has made a great turnabout. So you can't wear the same garments. You don't know what the Spirit is saying to the church. Only I know what the Spirit is saying. And when I mention something, to do something, right away you should run with all your speed to be a part of it, because that's what the Spirit is saying. And he's now beginning to fine-tune. All that you used to do before is not accepted now. I'm telling you now, it's not accepted. You can continue to hold on and follow your old ways and your old pattern, but it's not accepted. The Spirit is saying it's not accepted. It wasn't accepted during the time of blessedness. If it had been accepted, the majority would be here. But it wasn't accepted then, so there was destruction passed through the camp. So it's saying to you again, it's not accepted. It's fine-tuning. You don't know what God wants done in this church. So when you come, He told you what He wants you to do. Fast and pray. I told you to fast and pray. There's other things that have taken place. I let it go. I permitted it. But that's what they wanted to do. Wasn't what the Spirit wanted to do. So one day should you hear me come through and cut loose all that which you thought was outstanding. I'm cutting loose what they wanted, not what the Spirit wanted. I've been long-suffering. There are things that I've been hoping would work itself out. I guess over a year. Some of it involved money, and I've waited. I said, peradventure, things were straightened out, and I wiped the slate clean and we'll take off from there. But it don't work like that. It hasn't worked like that. And I hate that. But I'm going to plead with you again. I'm going to give you some good apostolic advice, good wholesome advice. That which is good for you right now, God knows it won't be good for you tomorrow, so to speak. But since you are clinging to those right now things, my advice to you is shake off this phony facade, apostolic facade that you have, and go on out there and get with those people and do it up 100%. Of course, you're going to hell anyway. Go on out there and do it 100%. I told you before, no use about you falling right along to the next person that did all he could. Everything his flesh called for. Did that and more. And here you hypocrite. And you're both getting the same punishment. So if you want to know what the Spirit is saying to the church, follow me. Don't tell me. Just follow me. And if you do that, all will be well. I feel so bad when I hear how weak some of the saints are. But you choose to be that way. It's what you want to be. The Holy Ghost is here to take you over Jordan if you want to go. And He's pleading with you. The Holy Ghost is pleading with you right now. But you don't see it. You think it's going to be just like it was yesterday. Every day is going to be the same. All right. Help yourself. suit yourself. Do that which is good, which pleases you. And you'll be happy. And I'll be happy that you are happy. But if you make it at all, if you make it at all, and you don't have to believe me, but if you make it at all, if you go through the gate, if there be any gates, and if you go through those gates at all, I have to open it for you. And if I don't open the gate for you, you can forget it. I began to outline to you the apostolic doctrine as it comes to me, to let you know every Tom, Dick, and Harry. And now, some of them, see, the devil is so wise. He'll make a fool out of you going and coming if it wasn't for the Holy Ghost. Now, he fought Bishop Johnson the whole time Bishop Johnson lived. But he knew that man stirred creation. He knew that. So what happens? You fight him the whole time he's living. Then when he dies, Satan said, "Now, people are going to follow after him." So he raised up his own Bishop Johnson. And they patterned after Bishop Johnson. I remember one from South Carolina. I heard him. I thought it was one of Bishop Johnson's tapes. Sound just like. That's Satan's Bishop Johnson. He knew that the people would flock behind him. And that's what they do. It's a sad state. They're not of the spirit of Judah. They are not in the line of succession from the house of Johnson, who was the spiritual Abraham. In this, the one in that this new covenant was given to. As I told you when Jacob said, "The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh come." And he said, "When Shiloh come, unto him shall the gathering of the people be." Well, when Shiloh came, he couldn't gather nobody to him. The only way you come to unto Shiloh was through the water and the Spirit. And long as Shiloh was here, the Spirit couldn't take over. So then when he went away, then the gathering of the people to him. And the one that was of the spiritual line of succession started bringing the people to him. He come to him, you come to him, he fill you with the Holy Ghost, then you are his. Then he would say, "My flock." What did he tell him? "Feed my flock." But they didn't know that. Didn't know that. So every Tom, Dick, and Harry get out and you start preaching. They know a lot of scriptures, like I said. They done sat on that tape recorder of Bishop Johnson, I guess, for on what all the tapes they could get, made all the notes they could make. Now I'm a preacher. But preacher, what is the Spirit saying to the church? The Spirit is saying to the church, preacher, sit down. And let the preacher preach to you. Let me tell you. Don't be on shaky ground. You stand with me, don't be on shaky ground. I done did everything I could to make you know that God is with me. I done called his hand, I done talked to him in your presence and told him what to do and what not to do and all that. I'm from the house of Johnson. I'm the one that the covenant is with. Spiritual covenant. Not the natural covenant. Spiritual covenant. One that he gave his life for. That makes me a mighty warrior. God died to establish me as a preacher. Something to think about. Make Nehemiah a preacher. How are you going to do it? I'm going to die. Make him a preacher. He did it. He did it. So I'm just waiting. Watching and praying. I don't want to run too fast. I asked God to lead me and guide me. And don't let me falter. Make me a true word to lead these precious souls to eternal life. I ask him to do that. Not for wealth. I don't need no wealth. I keep telling you I don't need. We need some for the work of the Lord, but whatever he want done, then I tell him to give me the money. Tell him I'd do it. Tell him to give me the money and I'll spend it properly and give him a receipt. Prove that I didn't squander any of it. But in the meantime, while we think about how much money I need some wisdom, some knowledge, some understanding, patience, integrity. I need those things. I told him I want to be the, I don't want to be compared to no other prophet. I just want to be the greatest prophet that alive today. Not comparing to anyone. Whatever he got in store that's on the agenda for the prophet of this, I want it all. I tell him, I want it all. I told him I want to walk through the scripture like I walk through the streets. I know the house here. I know that house. When I get to Jeremiah, I want to know what he was talking about. Zechariah, Ezekiel, Daniel. I want to know what the aim was, all of them, what they was talking about. They was running their mouth before you got here. I want to know what all they was saying. Certify that you were coming. It's in there. It's beyond me, but it's in the book. You know it's in there, and you got it covered up, but turn it back to cover. Let me walk through the halls of wisdom. Come forth with all the knowledge of God available. So it's up to you. One of these days he may turn me loose. Be like Brother Leek said. Woman has some children. Kept them cooped up, so to speak. And one day one got loose and said she was calling, catch him, catch him. That's the way I'll be. I get a loose, you might have, somebody might have to catch me. And when I can get up and walk through the Word of God, and I feel real good. I do. I feel powerful when I can explain the Word of God, not halfway explain it. When I can go into it, I feel like a, what I say, I feel newborn. Well, I guess I held you a long time. I don't know. They say I talk a long time. I don't know. Start running my mouth and almost had to sing him down. Deacon Bailey used to say, this is a good thing. Amen. It's good, and God has been so good to me. He's been so good to me. Lord knows I thank him. I don't have no complaint. None whatsoever. I'm still trusting in him. And you can fast and pray. You can pray for Ellen and your mind. You can fast for Ellen and your mind. But like I say, God is fine tuning it now. Any kind of old fasting and praying, not going up, my friend. It's not going up. Like I told you that long time ago, you got to get on the same wavelength with the Spirit. Yes, you're going to have a lot of static. See, and static don't get to the top level. It's screened off before it gets to the top level. So it doesn't get to God. But tonight I can say, and I believe, that God is going to deliver. I believe he is a healer. So I appreciate your prayers. And you pray just asking that his will be done. And while his will being done, ask him to give me patience and grace to wait on it. My sackcloth and ashes, and wait till my change comes. Don't feel sorry for me. I'm blessed. Don't pity me, I don't want no pity. I told them, saints, when I feel good, I come around the saints. And when I don't feel good, I won't, because you don't want to be around somebody. Every time you look up, they sick, sick, sick. And you say, oh, all right. But after a while, you say, Lord Jesus. And I don't mind withdrawing. I don't have any problems. I don't feel no way strange. I don't. But I was just upstairs. I told my wife today, I said, I'm going to get out. I'm going by the church and I'm going out back at the airport. Sit in the sun and watch the planes come by. And being alone, you get a chance to meditate. But I didn't get any further than upstairs. And that was all right, too. So, let me thank you again for your patience. Thank you for being here. Am I fading in and out? Because every once in a while, this is down. I thank you for your patience. I thank you for the love you've shown me. And I pray and ask God to make me worthy of your love. Because truly, to be loved by you is a blessing. And I want to be loved by you. It makes me happy. So, I guess I've said enough. And it's, like I said, it's been good being with you. And I think I want to David to lead the song. He's a healer. I love that because I believe it. I believe it.
Thank you. All say thank the Lord.
Thank
say thank the Lord again.
Thank the Lord.
I say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I say praise the Lord again.